This shiur, we're going to discuss magic. Mainly, I would like to bring out, al pi halucha, the inyan of there are certain people that do magic tricks. And when people make simchas, they invite a certain person to perform a magic show. So where that lies in halucha, it's not a duva pushet at all. And we'll discuss this from the beginning. The pusik tells us in Pasha Shemois, the pusik tells us, machshefa lo sechaya, that a person is not allowed to let a machshefa live and yevachiv to go out and kill the machshefa. We know that the Gemara tells us that it's not a machshefa specifically. It can be saya machshefa, it can be saya machashef, it doesn't matter male or female. Ela shediba kusev ba'oiva. In general, the people that make kishif are the women, right? And that's why the Torah stresses dafka the machshefa, not the machashef, because usually we are dealing with the machshefa rather than the machashef. You see how severe the Torah took this inyan, how severe of an aver it is, because the Torah used the lushan of machshefa lois sechaya, which seems to be usually you only find such a lushan by meisis imediach, right? Lois sechasav, lois sachmal ulav. For you to be proactive to get rid of people is not usually the mahalach of the Torah. Just interesting to mention a point which is written in Sefer Avodas Yisrael from the Kajan Samagid. The Avodas Yisrael says that what is the reason taka why dibra kusev behoiva, that usually the person with the kishiv was a woman, not a man. There's an interesting Avodas Yisrael on the posting of Machshef Lezachaya. The Kajan Samagid says that if you take a look in the Torah, kishiv is always tied to tumah. It was very hard to be a proper mechashef without having a koyach hatuma through you. He says that in Yesoid, the Noshim had more tumas in the Torah that were negeya to them, and they had more of a connection to tuma, and therefore they had a greater koyach to do kishiv. That is what is written in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael. Interesting, the Avodas Yisrael says, who was the most famous Mechashef, that was a male, who was the Zohar, the Aviyah voice of the Mechashvim, was none other than Bilam. What does the Gemara tell us about Bilam? That Bilam had to do with his asoinoi, with his animal. And that's how the Pasuk connects of Machshef Eloi Sechaya. The next Pasuk is Kol Shoichav Mehemah Mois Yimas. Why? Because in order to get to the proper level of Tumah, he had to go to such a high level to be Metam himself. And once he was metam himself on that level, then he was able to do the best kishiv. The Balaturim Taka says on the spot, on the pasuk, Kol Shoichev Im Behema Mois Yimas, that Kol, the last Sofer Tevis of Kol is a Lamed, Shoichev is a base, Im is Ayin Mem, is the Sofer Tevis of those words, is Bilam, that in order to get to the Aviyah voice of kishiv, you need to reach the highest levels of Tumah. That's just a general introduction to kishiv. Kishiv is something that if you read the Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin and Masechta Sanhedrin, was something very, very prevalent in those times. The Gemara brings down a very famous story that one of the Amoraim once went to Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was known for its kishiv, like the Torah tells us, and he went and he bought himself a horse. And after he bought himself a horse, he went the first time to the water, and as he was traveling home, he had to give the horse something to drink. As soon as he gives the horse something to drink, he sees the horse turns into a board of wood. That's what happened to the horse. So he quickly went back, I think it was Zairi, so he went back to return his plank of wood, which ended up through kishav looking like a horse. And they said to him, you should know, if not for the fact that you're such a famous Talmud Chochem, we would never return it to you. What's with you? Don't you know that in Mitzrayim you never buy something without first testing it with water? Because water is boy de kishiv. Every time you put something in water, automatically it's boy de kit for kishiv. And therefore, since every time you put something in water, it's boy de kit with kishiv, he says, you know, there's so much kishiv around here. You just buy an animal without testing it. You should have tested it in water first. And it's taka. It's not for now, but it's Nariches, but the Biskruv and others write that was taken the Moedig Moifes, and that was the Haychocha that Moshe's stick taka was not through Kishiv like the Mitzrayim were doing, because if it had been through Kishiv, the water, all the times he hit the water and all the other situations, it would have been Boidik, that it was not a Dava of Kishiv. But that's a vote from the Biskruv. It's not for for right now. I'll just mention one more interesting incident which the Gemara brings down. The Gemara brings down that Shimon ben Shatach there was in his area, there was suddenly they came to him and they told him that you should know that you're going to be chayiv misa when you come up to, and you're going to come to Shemayim, you're not going to have olam haba. So he said, how come? I'm such a big tzaddik, I have yeshivas, I have everything. So they said to him that in Shemayim, that there's a cave right out of your city and there's 70 mechashim living there and you don't do anything about it, and because of that you're not going to have a chayiv olam haba. So the Gemara tells us a whole very interesting story, how he took all his talmidim and there was supposed to be a showdown between the Talmidim and between the Mechashvim. He invited them out to a challenge, and as they came out, he quickly went and sent all his Talmidim out, and they lifted each one of the machshefas, and they right away tied them up. And the Gemara tells us, because the machshefa, in order to have any koyach, their feet have to be on the ground. If their feet are not on the ground, then they have no koyach whatsoever. So it's interesting. The Vilna Gaon says a very beautiful idea. By kinim, it says espa lekim hi. By kinim, they agreed. The Mitzrayim agreed that they cannot duplicate this maka of kinim. How come couldn't the Mitzrayim? They said espa. So the push-up shot, as Rashi tells us, that kinim is not that the kishiv is can only be done on something which is larger than a certain size, than a sa'irib. It's too small, kishiv is not shoylet. That's one shot which the Gemara brings down. It's not so push-up, the Gemara brings a kash on that. But the other, the Vilna Gaon says that according to the story with Shimon ben Shutach, it gives you a beautiful insight why they couldn't duplicate the act of kinim. Because what happened by kinim? By kinim, it was the whole ground was full of kinim, and if the whole ground was full of kinim, so they weren't able to stand anywhere on the ground. And the Gemara says, in order to be able to do kishiv, you have to have your 2 feet on the ground. So therefore, the kishiv could not be shoylet. The chahen of chahen, it is very beautiful Gemara, and there's a lot of drush on the in yunekishiv. But let's get a little bit more into what kishiv is, what is so terrible with kishiv, and let's end the halachas that are involved with kishiv. Now, the truth is that everybody will say right away, kishiv is one thing, and I'll discuss this in 1 second, but first of all, what is the definition of the word kishiv? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Das HaMachzayinim at base, kishiv is shemakhish pamalya shalmaila. The Bnei Shalom made a pamalya shalmaila. The Bnei Shalom made a way that the world should run, and you reverse the pamalya shalmaila. You don't let things run appropriately, the pamalya shalmaila. Now the emphasis is, it's a very important question which has to be asked over here, because L'chayre, everything in the world is created by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Not L'chayre, absolutely, everything is created by the Rabbeinu Shalom. And besides the fact that everything is created by the Rabbeinu Shalom, if the Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want something to happen, it doesn't happen. So what exactly is kishiv? What does it mean that you are makish the pamalya shamala? So the chinuch in Mitzvah Samach Beis, the chinuch writes as follows. He says the Rabbeinu Shalom went and he created the world. And he created in the world many different tevas. And on top of every single teva that the Rabbeinu Shalom created in the world, he created a malach in Shemayim to control that teva. The Rabbi Shalom at the same time said to you that there are certain tevas I don't want to mix. There are certain tevas I want should be used individually and not together. And if you mix those tevas, it's going to be mazik the oilam. And the Chinuch gives examples. What are the examples? The Rabbi Shalom says, I created basa, I created cholov. But basa and cholov is not something that you should have together. It'll be mazik the oilam if the basa and the cholov will be together. Similarly, wool and linen, shatness. So Rabbi Shalom created certain tevas that he wanted should remain separately. And the Rabbi Shalom also, and therefore Zokta Chinuch, an interesting idea. When a person goes and takes different tevas and he mixes them together, which the Rabbi Shalom did not mean that they should be used together, there he creates kishiv. And since the Rabbi Shalom didn't mean for the world to work in that type of oifen, that is why it's called Makhish Pamal Yishel Yisrael Maila. So if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, which is more than the Rabbeinu Bechai in Shemois, the Rabbeinu Chananel very strongly disagrees with Chinuch, and he says it can't be. Because in essence, what you're really saying is that a person could create a teva that the Rabbeinu Shalom did not mean should happen. So he's not so happy with it, because it sort of sounds like from Loshon of Chinuch that you're doing something that the Rabbeinu Shalom did not mean should be. And if you take a look Mufurish in the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that the Gemara tells us over there, Masechta Sanhedrin, that Rav Chanina saw a Machshefa, and the Machshefa kept on coming under his shear, where he was sitting and trying to either grab away some sand, put some sand there. What was she trying to do? She was trying to control Rav Chanina's life with Kishev. So what happened? Rav Chanina said to her, I want you to know that there's no way your Kishev will even have any effect on me. How come? Because the Pusuk says, Ein Oid Movadoi, and we dash that even Kishev cannot override the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, of course it cannot override the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no question about that, but the Ribbono Shel Olam created it, and the Ribbono Shel Olam did not want that we should use Kishev in any way. And therefore, it's Makhish Pamalya Shamala, the Ribbono Shel Olam created it for whatever reason he wanted to create it, but still, he wanted that we should not be Mishtamish with this Kishev. But Bekitza Maisa, everyone is going to say that, look, Kishev is Kishev, Kishev is something that was tumidig a thing, it happened in those times. Today, when somebody comes, you know, you just saw he pulled off half his finger over there, whatever he did over there, right, Akiva, there was a half a finger came off. So, you're going to say, what is that? That's not real Kishev. That is something which we call Achizas Einayim, which means, what's that? Huh? It's an illusion, what? That's what you want me to think. I'll get to that. That's when there's a serious problem. When you want someone to think something, that's when the yissa will happen. We'll discuss that in a few seconds. Akiva, you're making it worse, not better. But we'll get to that soon. So therefore,
make sure we hit every topic.
What's that?
We'll make sure we hit every topic.
Hit every topic. Okay, good, good. So wait, we're gonna get there. So what you did, okay, what you did, or what you tried to do, was something which we will call achizas einayim. What does it mean, achizas einayim? It's a sleight of the hand, which means a person's very quick, and a person it can go quickly and do something, and to the eye, there is an illusion. You think, he's an illusionist, you think that something actually happened. Now, I'll tell you what the problem with that is. The problem is that there's two psukim in the Torah. In Parshas Shoftim and Perek Yudches, the pasuk tells us, "Lo yimotze bekibecho ma'oinein." You should not have amongst you a ma'oinein. There are two pshatim brought down in the Gemara what a ma'oinein is. Rabbi Akiva says that a ma'oinein is someone that's noisnei oinus. What does it mean? He's noisnei oinus, that he's bothered with time. It's basically it's astrology. He figures out this time will be good luck, this time will be bad luck. That's a lav in the Torah of ma'oinein. Zok the Gemara, the Chachamim tell us that it's an oichesei ze ha'oiches esahinayim. Somebody that goes and fools the eye. So you see that there's a lav in the Torah, and it's in the Gemara in the Samachim, Masechta Sanhedrin. There's a lav in the Torah to be a me'oinein. On the other hand, you also have a Rashi, where Rashi tells us by Kishiv that there also is a iser of oichas es einayim. And Sanhedrin daf Samazayin amid beis, the Gemara brings down the following three cases in the Mishnah. The Gemara says if somebody goes and there's three cases the Gemara brings down in Kishev. And the Gemara says Kishev is just like Shabbos. There's one case which is Chayiv Misa, there's one case which is Pata Aval Osa, and then the third case is Muta Mamish. So Zok the Gemara as follows. If you go and you do a Maisa Kishev Mamish for that, Chayiv Misa. If you go and you don't do a Maisa Kishev Mamish, but rather you do your Oiches Esainayim, you're not Chayiv Misa, but it is Pata Aval Osa. There's a third case which you can do Kishev, which is not Kishev, but it's like Kishev, which is Mutam Amish, and that is somebody that's Mishnamish with the Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara brings many stories of people that were created things with Sefer Yetzirah. The Gemara brings down to a few Amiron used to go on Erev Shabbos, they used to make an Egla Tilsa, right? And they used to eat from that on Shabbos. They would make a fatty animal, and that would be their Suda Shabbos from the Egla Tilsa that they used to make. At the same time, we know that the Chacham Tzvi brings down if a person went and created a Goylem to say Fayitzira, right? I mean, the Chacham Tzvi has a whole discussion if you can be starved the Goylem to Minyan or not, right? That's a very famous Chuvah Chacham Tzvi. If when you make a Goylem, if you can be starved the Goylem to Minyan. Al Kaponim, you see one thing clearly, that there there was a Sefer Yetzira, which already is from the time of Adam HaRishon, and this Sefer HaYetzira, you have the right to create something, because when you create something with the Sefer Yetzira, you're using the Kedusha Mamish, that's the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo will put into the Bria to create things, and then you're allowed to be Mishtamish with the Sefer Yetzira. Now, I don't want to disappoint anybody, but it's brought down already that Bezman HaZeh, the Shach brings down the Shulchan Aruch, that today when nobody, Bavaneseni HaRabim, when nobody can say he's Kulei B'Kedusha, people should not be Mishtamish with the Sefer Yetzira anymore to create things. So today, if anybody had any plans what to do today, scratch that from your list, because Bezman HaZeh, the Sefer Yetzira is not something which is used anymore. Okay? But, so because it's a double which is Kulei Kedusha, we're not on that level. But let's get back to the discussion which we're having. L'Choira, the Rambam then goes, and the Rambam paskins two things. The Rambam paskins that, number one, a person that's ma'oinein, and he writes, in, very interesting, the Rambam writes, both things are also. Number one, somebody that goes and he figures out mazolos of times, what's good luck and what's bad luck, zok the Rambam, he's going to be oiva als ma'oinein. And then the Rambam says, the same time, someone that's going to be oiches es ha'einayim is also going to be oiver on Ma'oinein and his chayiv Malkis. It's interesting. The Rambam, not in the Rambam in Hilchas Deis, gives examples of, and he gives better examples than your trick. Let me tell you what his examples were. One example was, he says, that you stick a string up your shirt, he says, and then you pull out a snake. You know that trick? You've done that already. You just put a, but you probably did it with a bunny rabbit, not with a snake. Right? You stick a string up your shirt, and then another thing he says is that you take a ring, you throw it into the ear, and then you pluck it from the mouth of a person in the crowd. Right?
Behind
his ear. That's the second. What's the trick? How do you do that, by the way? No, you have to shear, or else it's a shayla. If you don't shear, we'll see soon that if you don't shear, it definitely is a shayla. You're going to have to, after the shear, tell us a few of the tricks, how you do them. But now, you got a serious problem, because the Rambam, so now, that's what the Rambam says in Hilchis Ma'oinein. Then the Rambam in Hilchis Kishif tells us that if a person goes and he does Kishif, he tells us exactly what the Mishnah tells us. If it's real Kishif, Chayav Misa. If it's not real Kishif, which means it's only Oichas Seinayim, he fooled your eye, it's not Chayav Misa, but rather, what is it? It's Potav Alosa. And Rambam says, you get Makas Madas Midrabonon. And Sefer Yetzira is Mutter. Now, suddenly, the Kesef Mishnah, the Marik, the Chuvah Zrimah, everyone asks the question, we have a blatant theory in the Rambam. In Hilchas Ma'oinein, the Rambam told us that if a person is Oichas Esayinayim, he went and he was quicker than your eye, he fooled your eye, he's Chayav Malkas, he's Chayav Malkas. That's what he told us in Hilchas Ma'oinein. And in Hilchas Kishif, what did the Rambam tell us? That if somebody goes and he's quicker than your eye, what does he get? He just gets Malkas Madis, because of the Rabbanon. You don't get Malkas Midaraisa. So there's a black and white steer in the Rambam. What is the story if somebody's Oiches Esainayim? Now, it's extremely important for us to figure out what is Oiches Esainayim. Maybe there are two different Oiches Esainayim, because whatever the answer to this steer as a Rambam is going to be, which, by the way, there are many answers and many in, but whatever the answer to this question is going to be, is going to tell us what is the story with making a magic show.
Because, doesn't the Rambam hold that everything is not such thing as magic, and even if it's rhyme, it was only.
But with such a Rambam, yeah. I'll take a look at it later. I mean, you see, the Rambam says clearly that if a person does kishuv, it's chayiv misa. So obviously, there's a certain kishuv that... How could that be said? The Mishnah says there's one case where you actually chayiv misa. That's a little... it's interesting. I don't know, but it's an interesting thing. Now, what is the example that's given for Oiches Esainayim? By the way, I'll tell you just the example that's given in the Mishnah of Oiches Esainayim. The Mishnah says a person has a field, and the field is full of cucumbers, kishuyin, and if it's cucumbers or gourds, whatever you want to call it, and then what the person does is, he's Oiches Esainayim, and there is an illusion to you that it seems that all the cucumbers that are in the whole field suddenly fly into one pile, right? What's that called? A seance? They have such tricks where things can fly. What do they call that? Huh? What's that? No, seance is talking to the dead?
Yes.
He was telling us there's one trick where they can go and everything can... That's talking to the dead. Okay, that's something else. All right. So, but this is a certain trick. But that's what the Mishnah brings down, that if you take everything and everything that's will nice. Go suddenly and fly to one place. So the Mishnah says that if you did it through Achizas Sainayim, then it's Potter Avalosa. That's what the Mishnah tells us. But the Ikka is we have to start dealing with the Stiris HaRambam. How do we taka deal with the Stiris HaRambam that by Ma'oinin the Rambam says that it's Malkis, and by Kishiv the Rambam says that it's only a Madrabonon and it's Makis Ma'adis. So the Marik writes something very interesting in his Shuvah. What does the Marik say? The Marik says as follows. You hear, Akiva, what Ma'oinin does is Ma'oinin fools a person to make, if you make a person believe that you have supernatural powers, Zok de Marik, that's the case that the Rambam said, that if you're oiches es he'enayim, you're going to attack and get Malkis. This is a very big Kiddush in the Marik. The Marik says as follows. The Torah was makbid that you that this Kishif, besides that this Oiches is Sinai and this fooling people. So he basically says as follows. If you do a trick, that the trick is not a supernatural trick. Okay? It's a trick which, b'derech hateva, it could be understood what you did. You made something that usually happens in teva. For example, what happened in the Mishnah? You took cucumbers, and you made the cucumbers fly to one place, right? Which means, things in the teva do fly. So it's not really supernatural. You figured out how to make something happen in the teva. Zokta Marik, in that case, there will not be a chiyuv of Malkis. But if you did something supernatural, and the Marik gives the following example, the example that the Marik gives, the case that the Rambam says that is Malkis, if you took a person, and you cut him up, and then you put him back together, right? Some people can do that, those type of tricks, right? Where you take a person, you cut up the person, you split him into a few pieces, and after you split him into a few pieces, you mix up the boxes, right? And then you put him back together, right? So in that situation, there you made people believe that you have supernatural powers. So there, Zokten Stamarik, that's the case the Rambam said you get Malkus. The other case is not Mutta. The other case simply is Pata Avalosa. But the case you get Malkus when you did something supernatural. Now, this Marik is brought down in the Ramah. This Marik is brought down in the Kesef Mishnah. It's brought down in the Bish Yosef. And everybody says, what did the Marik base this concept on? I mean, it's a very interesting idea. And he makes a Dakistik that in Oiches Sinayim there are levels and how strongly you can be Oiches Sinayim from somebody, but there has to be some basis, some Gemara, some concept, some Diak where you see this type of idea. So even though at B'muskel Rishon the Marik seems to be a Gevaldige Chilik, Kamat all the Paiskim disagree with it, because the Paiskim say, where did he take such a concept that there's a nafkamina in how severely Oiches Sinayim? I mean, the Svara is a good Svara. The Svara, what Marik is saying is that you have to go Zilbas a timer. The Rabbi Shon didn't want that people should be fooled to believe that there are supernatural powers in the world that are doing kishuv. And if you believe, make people believe this, so then automatically you're over.
Are you over for believing it?
Are you over for believing? You're still a fool, but you believe it. No, the emphasis. Why was he a fool? There were real kishiv. See, right there, Mr. Kishiv. Okay, and I don't know if there's not today. I mean, in Koyach Atumah, you see, the Torah says you chayiv misa. So you can't knock it. But the point is that Enochanami, the person believes. I'll get to it. We'll talk soon. There's a discussion the Chayyodim about the spectators. I'll get soon to the discussion the Chayyodim about the spectators. But this is how the stop. Now, the all the poets can right away. They say very strongly that it's very schwer to imagine what Marik is talking about. And they come up with a different mahalach. The mahalach that Kemat Roiv the place came right on the spot, the Bais Yosef brings down that many cholkim because they don't hold like the Marik, and they simply say that there are two dinim. You're over Sai Ma'oinen and Sai Mechashev. There's two halachas. Alt Ma'oinen, you get Malkus. Alt Mechashev, you don't get Malkus. Why don't you get Malkus Alt Mechashev? Because Mechashev is a lav shenit and lazorus misis bezin, which means anytime you have a halacha that the most severe form you get Misa. If you have a lav, then on the not severe form, then if there's not a separate Azora, you don't get Misa. So but by Ma'inan, there's never Misa. So because of a technical problem, also, if it's Mechashiv Taka, the Ram holds, you get Malkus. Al-Tilchus Ma'oinen, I apologize. Al-Tilchus Ma'oinen, where there's no Misa, so in the regular case of Achizus Enayim, you get Malkus. Al-Tilchus Mechashev, with Nitin Lasoris Bezen, so there you don't get Malkus. As a technical issue, Nafkamina, you only gave Asura for one, not for the other. There's different Nafkaminas that there can be. But the point is that the point what comes out from here all over again, that Oiches Esenayim in any form, according to the Rambam, will be also. And if that's the case, the magic show so far remains clearly also. Now, what would be a shtickle, a limit schus on the magic show? If you take a look in the Bes Yosef, he brings down a mahalach. The Taka says that there are two separate dinim. There's a din in Kishiv and there's a din in Ma'oinein, but he makes a shtickle chilik, and he writes Eli was a Kabbalah. He says that there's a difference in Oiches Senayim. There are two dinim. There's a din in Oich. You can be Oiches a person Enayim through Kishiv, and you can be Oiches a person Enayim not through Kishiv, but rather be Oiches is Enayim through being quicker than him, which means if, and the Ataka, many of you showing that learn this way, but if your Oich, so therefore as follows, if your Oich is the person's Enayim, which means there's two ways of doing Kishiv. The way of doing, according to this, the way to do Kishiv, Michayiv Misa, is if you do an actual Maisa Kishiv, then you Chayiv Misa. Now, let's say, which means if you do an actual Maisa Kishiv, Lamashal, to move the Kishuyim, you'd be Chayiv Misa. Let's say you didn't move the Kishuyim, but rather you did an illusion to move the Kishuyim. There's two ways of doing the illusion. One way of doing the illusion is simply with you being quicker than him. Whatever you're moving around, the person thinks they move together. Whatever, you yourself had some strings, you moved, you pulled, right? Whatever you did exactly to make it happen. The other oifen would be that if you did a Maisa Kishiv to go and do something to his eyes that he should think that you did a Kishiv, which means you did Taka a Kishiv. But the Kishiv that you did was to his eyes rather than doing a Kishiv to the actual item itself. So that type of oifen would be potaval osa. That would be a limit schus on the cases of the magic show. Why would that be a limit schus on the case of the magic show? For the simple reason that in that case, when somebody just does something as an illusion, if he's quicker than you, then it ends up being absolutely mutter. Now, however, with all this lumdus and all this discussion, we have to take a look into the Shulchan Aruch and see what the achra in the Shulchan Aruch actually is. So I'll tell you what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and it starts off as a mechabin Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufay and Tez, even though there are Rishonim that say this. But now we have to get down to the Shulchan Aruch, which is the most important, and see what the halacha actually is. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows. He says in Simon Kufay, that's how he starts off. If you do a trick through illusions, it's also. As I stated in Shulchan Aruch, Zok de Bach, and the Bach Taka gives the first explanation that we said. The explanation is as follows: when a person goes and the Bach even explains it based on this machaber. He says as follows. He says, if you do a Maisa Kishiv, if you do the Maisa Kishiv, and it goes to this extent where the Bach says a tremendous chiddush. If you do a Maisa Kishiv, but the Maisa Kishiv is through Achizas Einayim, like we described before, there might be a shtikel heta, that will be a tolda of Mechashev. And therefore, what will be the halacha? It will be part of Alosa. But Zokten Al-Moyd Gechidish, which is brought down in the Bach. But the reason why this Bach is so important is because the Bach paskins this way, the Shach paskins this way, there's no Cholik in Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz brings different Isurim, but not this one specifically, but it's not Matarit. We'll see soon the Chaya Odom holds this way. But if a person does a Chizas Einayim not through Kishiv, he's absolutely not Oiva Kishiv. The lesser form of the Issa, the Potavel Osa, and a Chanami, because that's only if you do Kishiv to be Oiva Chizas Einayim. But what are you over? You're over on Ma'oinein. Kumtois, that if a person does Ma'oinein, it's a worse Issa if he does Kishiv in Oinish. And what is Ma'oinein? To be Oiches Esenayim, simply to disillusion people, to convince them with your sleight of hand that you are quicker, you were quicker than their eye, and you made them think that you actually did magic. So now, when we think about a magic show, it's not a posha to Indian at all. Mamish not a pasha to Inya. Why? Because if you take a look, black and white in Shulchan Aruch, you suddenly have a Bach that says that you're over als Ma'oinen. After the Bach comes along the Shach, and the Shach brings down the Bach, and the Shach also asks. So you already have a Mechaber that asks it, and you have now a Shach that asks it. it's very hard to take something, even if the Rishonim are matzirin, if the Achron Shulchan Aruch is le'issa, it becomes a very difficult shaila. Comes along the Chaya Odom, in Sefer Chochmas Odom, Klal Pei Tes, Sivkot and Yud, and he writes as follows, Pel v'gazach shteit l'chochmas Odom, the Pesach Shuvah brings in Shulchan Aruch, that batchonim, that go to a chasana, and they have quick hands, and they do certain tricks that make you feel they did magic, zokti Chaya Odom, the batchonim ha'oivan and issa deraisa, clearly, Loshna Chayavon, we're dealing with a Sofik Deraisa here. The Bal Simcha, he says, is over on Lefnei Iver, Lesit Mechshel, for bringing him in. And then the Chayodim says that afterwards, he says, the people who are there shouldn't look. That's what he writes, shouldn't look. As I state in Chaya Odom. A very, very, and we're suddenly dealing with a much more serious issue, and it's a Sofik Deraisa, which is not so poshut at all. Now, listen, it's something which is out here in the world, and we have to start to look for the Stodim Lohakol. I'm telling you very, very clearly, this shir, usually in this shir in the morning, we try to be Machri Halacha L'maisa. In this Inyan, if anybody wants to do it L'maisa, go ask a Rav and advise L'maisa what to do it, because as I described it, in Inyan, which in Shulchan Aruch came out so L'chumra, it's very hard to be Mekel. But I want to go through a Shtikel that Stodei Kula, let's see what we can come up with in Stodei Kula. First of all, there's a, in the Daka Tshuva brings down the name of the Maram Shik, that through a goy, it's mutter, which means the issa of ma'inen. If a goy does the issa of ma'inen and you're just watching it, it's mutter. And the Chayadim brings this too. So it seemed to be that one eitzah would be to bring in a goyish, the person that does the magic, the magician, should be a goy. That would seem to be one heter of how to deal with it. It doesn't help us out because we know there are a few Haimisha guys that we know that are very successful magicians. I don't want to take away their panasa. That's why I said you should ask a shayla. But that would be one sad, which would be totally mutter. Now there's a
what? No?
What's that?
You hire him.
They bring down that it could be it's okay because ma'oinen, again, kishiv is on a yid and a goy. Ma'oinen doesn't bring down that a goy is also ma'oinen. So als ma'oinen, that would be fine. Huh? No, but I'll simply have it by a yid. When he hires a yid, he's able to play evil. But by a goy, there's no. Look it up later in Yeshiva today. We'll go through the Zadak Chuvin and Ram Sheik. We'll take it and Zachayon to discuss with a goy. But that seems to be one area of Heta. Now, another area of Heta, there's an interesting Chuvin in the Betzela Chochma, in Chelik Dalet Simon Yud Gimel. I'll tell you the truth. When you go through this topic, it's not nice and lame that well, because you go through the topic, and in Shechon Aruch it comes out Sol Issa. All of us know that you take a look at the trick that's happening, and you know it's nothing really happening. The guy's, whatever he's doing there, he's shuffling a few cards or whatever he's doing, and it's a little bit hard to accept that there's a real issue here. So the Psela Chochma is interesting. He speaks about the Chaya Odom, and firstly he says he's surprised at the Chaya Odom. There are so many Rishonim that say, like what we said before, he brings a whole list, there's the Rash Mishans, he brings a whole list of Rishonim, and he says, if that's the case, why is it? He brings a Rabbeinu Hillel, he brings a Smag, he brings a nice list of Rishonim that hold that if it's only Oichas Seinayim and it's not Kishav, it's Mutter. So he says it's interesting to him that the Achrov, the Chaya Odom was not like those we showed him. But I'll tell you, mit alamais is still a little bit shred because in Shulchan Aruch they weren't completely that way. So what is, I don't know what the Bezeil Chochma is trying to tell us. Then the Bezeil Chochma says a very interesting thing, which would be a heta for parlor tricks. What is the heta he brings? He brings as follows. He says that he had a magician that came to him and showed him a certain trick he used to do by chasanas. What was the trick he used to do by chasanas? He had two coins. He put them together in his hands, and right after he put the two coins together in his hands, he opened his hand, there was only one. Right? It seemed like a good magic trick. So he said to him, show me how you do it. So he showed him, there were two coins, one was bigger than the other, and one coin fit into the second coin. So what happened is that he took the two coins and he put them together. He really was putting one coin into the other coin. So the Bezeil Chochma writes, that would be mutter. Interesting story he writes, that the issa of Ma'oinen, the way the Rambam describes it is, the two cases he brings, you put a string in the hand, you take out a snake. He says, so what you did was, you made a person believe you did something which is supernatural, which cannot be done. Zok the Bezeil Chochma, but let's say you do something which you actually did what you intended to do. What did you do over here? You didn't, in other words, you made a person, you went and you took two coins, and from two coins you made one coin. Why? And you made the person believe that you made two coins into one coin. But the truth is, you not only made the person believe you took two coins and made it into one coin, you took two coins and you did make it into one coin. So then what's the issue? He says, in other words, if I make you believe that I did something which cannot be done, done, so then enachanami. But if I made you, if I did something which could be done, because if you have two coins and one can fit into the other one, so then I can do that, so what's the magic? So the truth is, based on that, some want to be matir. The parlor tricks, the card tricks, they want to be matir, because basically there's no real anything that looks supernatural that's usually happening. And the only thing is that the magic show would be a rather mild magic show if you would stick the coins and cards. I mean, you got to come up with something a little more exciting. What?
Birds, things out of a hat. Those
things out of a hat, right. That seems to be, that goes more into the Rambam's gather. Now, I'll tell you one more thing. What?
The same thing.
No. There.
You know that the guy, you look at the hat and you bird out of the hat. Same thing.
Enachanami. So the truth is, let me tell you. So now I want to tell you, in defense of the people that are doing it, I want to tell you over what Rav Moshe wrote. If you want to take a look at the Shuvah, it's a very interesting Shuvah. It's Nigus Moshe Yerdei Chelik Dal Sim Yud Gimel. I heard from some people that Rav Moshe himself he had a hard time accepting that Achiz and Ayim is awesome. Okay, and Rav Moshe, you read the Shuvah, it's a very interesting Shuvah. But if people approached Rav Moshe to ask him the question, he would avoid answering the question. The reason he would avoid answering the question is because he didn't want to be mad at something which was connected to all these paiskim. So he would try to avoid it. And if he was pushed and pushed and pushed to really answer, he had no choice, he would better be mad at it. But he would say that the person that's doing the trick should first say that this is not being, he would tell the oilam, you should know there's nothing here I'm doing here that's magic, and it's just quicker than your eye. That's what the person should announce. And on top of that, Rav Moshe said that he should, the Psal Chachma writes this too, that he should show one or two of his tricks, exactly how he does it, so people should realize that it's only quicker than the eye. But Rav Moshe's Shuvah, you read it, it follows very much the way he acted when he was dealt with, when he was given this Shiloh. Rav Moshe writes as follows. He says, I'm not writing this Shuvah al derech halacha. I'm writing this Shuvah in more of a derech of lumdus, Rav Moshe writes. And he writes a very interesting thing. He says, how is it possible to imagine that if somebody has a certain talent and he's so quick that he can do something because he's talented, that Torah asked it? He says, it's very hard to imagine, Rav Moshe says. And Rav Moshe says the following svara. He says, are you going to tell me that Naphtali, that ran down to Mitzrayim when the brothers need something, he was able to run so quickly? We know, we look at the Midrashim, how quick he was back and forth when he had to get certain things from Mitzrayim, he had to run all the way back to Canaan and bring it back. And in literally no time, as they were waiting. So you're going to tell me that's Kishif? No, that was a natural talent that he had. He was a very quick runner. So you're going to tell me that if a person has such a talent, he's not allowed to run that quickly because people can think it's Kishif? What do you mean? Rav Moshe brings another example. He says, Shimshon HaGibor. What did Shimshon HaGibor do? Shimshon HaGibor went, and he was with his, he seemed to have had super natural strength, right? So what did he do? He was able to tear down buildings and pick up who knows what, whatever Shimshon HaGibor was able to do. So you're going to tell me that Shimshon HaGibor was over an Itzav Oichas Senayim? No, if the Rebbe Shalom benched a person with a certain talent and uses that talent, then it's very hard to say there's an Itzav. He doesn't remain that way. He says, he's writing this for more for lumdis, the loyla maisa, but that was how he be'etzem felt. No, I'm telling you, it seems to be that if a person announces that it's not magic, and at the same time he lets the oilam, he shows the oilam one of his tricks, the amatirim, however, the bottom line is, because of the chayma, the Safik deraisa, and all these shittas that I bought before in Shulchan Aruch, which don't write this, with the shach, and the bach, and the chayodam, therefore, avada, if somebody wants to actually hire a yid for such a thing, he should first ask a Shailas Chocham if that's the right thing for him to do.